Normally, around this time on a Monday morning, our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockrell, would join me, talk a bit about what's happening over the last, the weekend, the 48 hours. We try and pay no attention to what's going on at all. Anthony's not in today, unfortunately. Instead, I've got 2SER producer Max Grave. Max, a very good morning to you.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is going on?
I will start with Hurricane Irma. So I know we're getting updates for the news, but it's obviously rolling its way up the Florida coast. Those storm surges are starting to come in. And we're always hearing about the wind speeds and how high the water's going to go. But I think one of the most incredible things about this hurricane has been the evacuation effort. So it's been one of the largest evacuation efforts in U.S. history, more than 6 million people. Moving out of Florida
that
to escape
huge.
The storm.
That is huge.
It is. It's almost a quarter of the state's population, actually.
Wow.
And if you've seen any of the cable news, they're telling people to get out, telling people there's nothing that emergency services are going to be able to do once a storm hits. So you've got newsreaders saying that, politicians saying that. And the office of the sheriff of Pasco County, which is just north of Tampa, tweeted yesterday to clarify, do not shoot weapons at Irma. You won't make it turn around and will have a very dangerous side effect.
Now, why did he have to tell people not to shoot at a hurricane?
So this was in response to a number of events posted on Facebook over the weekend. The one that's got the biggest response, it's well over 50,000 people say they're interested in going. It's called Shoot at Hurricane Irma. It's apparently a joke. The guy who created it wanted to show the hurricane who shoots first. But the sheriff's office wanted to clarify in either case, shooting a hurricane isn't going to make it stop.
That is a very weird one. I can see where maybe that was meant to be quite funny, but then got out of hand. But wow. Okay.
Yeah. Look, a bit closer to home. Over 30,000 people showed up outside Town Hall yesterday for a rally in support of same-sex marriage, which follows the decision of the High Court last week to let the postal survey go ahead. Did you go along to that?
I was unable to, sadly. Most of my friends did, and I think I'm still in a bit of trouble for not being able to go.
Oh, I didn't go either, but 30,000 other people did in the weekend before the postal survey ballots are sent out. And one of them was Bill Shorten, who was there with Tanya Plibersek. And they continued with the same sort of message that they've been pushing over the last couple of weeks now, which is that regardless of how you feel about the method, it's important to have your say. And Shorten said it's important to turn your disappointment into determination.
That's not a bad way of putting it. I like that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Bill Shorten, he might have been popular at yesterday's rally, but a new Fairfax poll over the weekend shows that his approval rating is dropped down from 42% to 36%.
I have got to say, I am actually surprised by that. He just seems to plummet no matter how I personally feel like he's doing.
Are you? I've got to say, I'm not particularly surprised. I think there's nothing really new about the two-party preferred poll, which shows Labor with a six-point lead. But Shorten's been unpopular for a little while now, I guess. But I suppose you're right. It does seem a little bit harsh. It's not like he's done anything obviously wrong over the weekend.
No, thank God.
Yeah, he didn't make the same mistake that Malcolm Turnbull made, which was to post a picture with his granddaughter on Facebook.
Now, why are we regarding this as a mistake? Because I've seen the image and it seems fairly innocuous to me.
Yeah, so for those who haven't seen it, it's a picture of Malcolm Turnbull at the SCG. He's watching the Swans Bombers game. And there's a picture of him holding his granddaughter in one hand and a beer in the other.
Yeah, he's kissing the baby's head. It's actually very sweet.
He's captioned it multitasking. On Facebook, though, he's been copying a bit of flack.
Okay.
I think it's a bit of a social media beat up. He's been called irresponsible, but, I don't really know what the problem is, to be honest.
What, have people actually said what are they worried about? Like, you just can't have an alcohol near a child?
It's the proximity of the beer to the baby. So
the baby's going to reach for the beer and scull it while no one's looking? I mean, what are we actually worried about here?
I'm not sure. Look,
no, okay.
Like I said, I think it's a bit contrived. Politicians are meant to kiss babies. And Australian politicians are meant to...
relatives.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And Australian politicians are meant to drink beer, so I think he's doing all the right things here.
Yeah, and he's watching football. Yeah. How relatable.
Oh, look, and Bill Shorten jumped in as well. He said, I found something Malcolm and I can agree on. This is rubbish. Let him be a grandpa. So I think it's a bit of a non-story when Bill Shorten is jumping to Malcolm Turnbull's defence.
That is a very good one indeed. And that was the weekend of news.